Before we get into this episode, I want to invite you to join the community of faith-based storytellers. Yes, Faith Audio Network. Now, Faith Audio Network is our online community designed to sharpen and encourage faith-based storytellers to use their voice and overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So if you know that God is calling you to speak up, if you know that in this season, God is telling you to use your voice, whether that be on stages or launching a podcast or being a guest on podcast or even doing an audiobook or some type of audio experience, then I want to invite you to join this community. To learn more, please visit faithaudionetwork.com. That's faithaudionetwork.com.
While Jesus was still speaking, Jesus is actively speaking. He has the choice to either listen to what Jesus is saying or he has a choice to listen to something familiar. And sometimes those familiar voices can come from the people that we love the most, and they may contradict what the Lord is telling us to do. Hello, love, and welcome back to another episode of the Faith-Based Storyteller Show, where we sharpen and encourage one another in Christ. Now, I'm your host, Michaela Robertson, and thank you so much for joining me for another day, another week, and another opportunity for us to walk in the Lord's will for our lives. Now, I am super excited to be back with you guys after our season break, and I'm excited to be back with you with a new season. And really, what we're going to dive into this season is audio. And I have a community, if you were not aware, called the Faith Audio Network, where we really dive into building up our faith, using our God-given voice to give glory to God and also to bring God's word into the marketplace. And then also network, as in like networking and finding fellowship and just really building up the kingdom of God. And so within Faith Audio Network, as I was preparing for one of our community calls and really just going to the Lord and asking him what he wanted me to do with the community, per se, the Lord really showed me what audio is, like audio in general, because we know the Bible says that faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. And so there is something that is so powerful about audio that builds up our faith. And we know also that the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so I want to make sure that we are pleasing God in everything that we do. And what the Lord revealed to me regarding audio is that audio is authority, understanding, discernment, identity, and obedience. And so throughout this season, the next couple of episodes, the next interviews, just until this season ends, we're going to really be diving into audio. And so I encourage you to go ahead and join Faith Audio Network so that you can join us as we, you know, dive deeper into the word of God, as we sharpen our faith even deeper, and as we really dive into, you know, our authority in Christ, gaining a deeper understanding of the word, learning how to discern the voice of God, knowing who we are, our identity in Christ, and then also just being obedient and doing what God has called us to do. So go ahead and join us. You can head over to faithaudionetwork.com to get started. That's faithaudionetwork.com. But for now, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about audio, but specifically, whose voice are you listening to? Whose voice are you listening to? Now, in this world where social media is rampant and there are millions and billions of people all over the social media airwaves, from TikTok to Instagram to YouTube to Facebook, and there's just so many voices, it's really hard to discern which voice you should be listening to when there is so much noise. And so today I want to talk about what voice are you listening to, but specifically diving into the story of Jesus and Jairus. Now, if you're not familiar with the story, y'all know we like to open up our Bibles around here. So I'm actually reading out of the CSV version, CSB, Christian Standard Bible. And I want you guys to open up your Bible to Luke 8, verse 40. And we're going to go through, we're going to start at verse 40 and end at verse 56. But let's just start at Luke chapter 8, verse 40. Now, I have my notes here. I'm going to be reading them for you guys. But when you actually look at this verse, it opens up and says, "Now, when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. Now, verse 43 through 48 talks about the woman with the issue with blood, and it goes on to say, "And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. 'Who touched me?' Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, 'Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you.' But Jesus said, 'Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me.' Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. And then he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace.'" And so Jairus' story picks back up at verse 49, where it talks about verse 49, "While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. 'Your daughter is dead,' he said. 'Don't bother the teacher anymore.' And so hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, 'Don't be afraid. Just believe and she will be healed.'" And so I want to stop there because I really want us to dive into not the story of the woman with the issue with blood, because, you know, that's my girl and we love her story and we love what Jesus did for her. But I really want to talk about the story of Jairus and Jesus, because when we look at Luke 8, right, and we look at verses 40 through 42, Jesus was already surrounded by a crowd. So he is walking into this place. People are expecting him. They're ready to hear from him. They're ready to learn from him. And this man named Jairus, who's a synagogue leader, so he's supposed to be a religious figure. He works in the synagogue. He leads in the synagogue. This is a man who should have the power and authority to command things to happen. He came and he fell at the feet of Jesus. And he pleaded for him to come because his daughter, who was 12, was dying. Now you're painting this picture. This Jesus is here with this crowd expected to speak. And here comes this man who's like, "You can't do this. I'm begging you, please come with me. My daughter is dying." There's thousands of people, hundreds of people surrounding Jesus. Like, "We want to hear you." And he's like, "Bro, please help me. I don't have anywhere else to go." And so when you look at verse 49 through 56, verse 49, it said, "While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. 'Your daughter is dead,' he said. 'Don't bother the teacher anymore.'" What I love about this verse is that it starts out by saying, "While Jesus was still speaking." So there is Jesus speaking, actively speaking. People are hearing him speak. He had just healed this woman with the issue of blood. He is there to speak to these people. And Jairus has already fell at his feet begging him. Somebody from Jairus's house, somebody from his neighborhood, somebody from his hood from back in the day came and said, "Don't bother the teacher anymore. Your daughter is dead." And so Jairus at this point has the option to continue listening to what Jesus is saying or to listen to the voice of someone who is familiar. And so when I ask you the question, who are you listening to? Jesus could be actively speaking in your life. We could be listening to the voice of God. The voice of God is active. He hasn't left us nor forsaken us. And so when we talk about, you know, I can't hear from God anymore. What else are you listening to? What voices are you hearing from? What are you allowing to speak into your life? Because if Jairus is here, and it says while Jesus was still speaking, Jesus is actively speaking, he has the choice to either listen to what Jesus is saying or he has a choice to listen to something familiar. And sometimes those familiar voices can come from the people that we love the most, and they may contradict what the Lord is telling us to do. Now, if we continue going to verse 50, hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just believe and she will be healed." Now, Jesus is speaking, yet he heard what these other people are saying to Jairus. He's speaking to the crowd, so he's not listening to his own voice. He's speaking, yet he still turns an ear to what it is that his children are saying. And he said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just believe and she will be healed." Now, the people already told him that his daughter is dead. So I don't know what y'all heard, but this man just came and told me that my daughter is no longer living. Yet this man who's performing miracles, who I have already fallen at his feet, is telling me, don't be afraid, believe, and she's going to be healed. How can you heal a dead person unless you were to bring her back to life? And so when Jesus heard this, he chose to speak against what the other people were speaking into Jairus. They told him that his daughter was dead. They were speaking death. But Jesus came with another word and he spoke life. And he said, don't be afraid. Now, when we look at the word afraid, if we were to define that, right? Because y'all know I like looking up definitions. When you define afraid, it is feeling fear or anxiety, frightened, worried that something undesirable will occur or be done, unwilling or reluctant to do something for fear of the consequences. And I know when you think about being afraid, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not afraid. But if you are reluctant to do something just because you don't know what the consequence is going to look like, then sis, you might be afraid of something. It may be fear. I think Oprah said it once and she was like, there's two emotions, fear and love. And for we know that God is love, then anything that goes against God is fear. And God also does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we know that fear is not of the Lord. But he said, don't be afraid. He said, just believe and she will be healed. And when we look up the word believe, it means to have confidence in, have faith, to feel sure that something is capable of doing or someone is capable of doing something. And so we have to be sure that God is capable of healing what is dead in our life. We have to be sure that God is capable of bringing back to life those things that we thought were dead. And when you look up the word healed, because it said she will be healed, healing means of a person or treatment, cause a wound, injury, or person to become sound or healthy again. Become sound or healthy again, y'all. God doesn't give us the power of fear or the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Another definition of healed is to alleviate suffering. It's to alleviate suffering. It's to make a person's distress or their anxiety or their sorrow or whatever they're struggling with, their anguish, to relieve it. And so when God gives us power, when he gives us love, and when he gives us a sound mind, he has given us the ability to not just focus on what it is that we see, but to believe by faith in what it is that we are hearing. Because Jesus told him, these are instructions, don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed. She will be sound. She will be healthy. She will be relieved.
Hey there, storyteller. I just want to interrupt this episode really quick to let you know that Faith Audio Network is now open. Faith Audio Network is our community for storytellers like you, storytellers who listen to podcasts like this, storytellers who know they have a voice and they know that God has given them a powerful gift to be able to go out and speak for him, to give him glory. So if you know that you are interested in joining a community that is going to hold you accountable, that is going to pray with you, that is going to intercede on your behalf, and that's going to sharpen your faith, this is the community for you. To learn more and to register, please visit faithaudionetwork.com. That's faithaudionetwork.com.
And then I also just think it's cool how sound, another definition of the word, or another, what do you call those things? Another meaning for the word sound is sound. What we hear, he gives us power. He gives us the ability to hear. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Okay, so side tangent there. All right, so let's dive back in, right? Now, when we look at verse 51, it said, when he arrived at the house of Jairus, this is Jesus. When Jesus arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the children's father and mother. 52, meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. Stop wailing, Jesus said. She is not dead, but asleep. They're in this house. This girl is dead, or so they think. They are mourning, lamenting. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where sounds are coming out of people's bodies because of grief, but they are mourning. They are lamenting. And Jesus says, stop. She's not dead. She's asleep. Mind you, Jairus has already been told she was dead. Jesus still went with him. They traveled to his house, and the disciples are here with him like, bro, like, what's about to happen? I mean, I know that Jesus performs miracles, but like, really, like, what's about to take place here? But he says, stop wailing. She's not dead. She's asleep. And a wail is defined as a long, high cry, usually because of pain or sadness. But another definition of wail means to complain loudly or strongly. How many of us are complaining about the very thing that we have given birth to? How many of us are complaining about something that God has gifted us with? Jairus's daughter is an offspring of him. It is something that he has given birth to. I mean, technically his wife gave birth, but y'all know it takes two to tangle. But Jairus gave birth to this girl. And now all of these people are wailing. They are crying, yes, but they are complaining. They are complaining loudly and they are complaining strongly. And sometimes it's not just about a physical death, but it's also a spiritual death. What are the spiritual deaths in your life? Or what are some of the things, the passions, the goals, the desires, the dreams that you believe are dead in your life that you are complaining about? Complaining about loudly and strongly. And then when we look up the word dead, it means no longer alive at a place or time, characterized by a lack of activity or excitement. And so what is that thing that once excited you, that once motivated you, that once had you on fire and you were like, yes, this is it. I'm so excited about this. Let's go. And now you're complaining about it. And Jesus said, it's not dead. It's asleep. And when we look at the word asleep, it's defined as a state of sleep, not attentive or alert, inactive. And so that thing that you thought was no longer alive, that thing that you lost excitement for, that thing that you've been complaining loudly for and wailing over and crying over, that you don't think is for you right now in this season because you think it's dead, really you just haven't given it the attention that it needs. You haven't been as alert to it. You've been inactive. You've been in a state of sleep. And so when we think about what voices are we listening to, Jesus is telling us, stop complaining. That thing that I have given you, that instruction I've given you, that podcast that I've given you, that book idea that I've given you, that YouTube channel I've given you, that dream that I've given you, it's not dead. It's just asleep. And it's time for you to give it some more attention. It's time for you to be more alert. It's time for you to be more active and obedient. Audio, remember, obedient in the things that I have given you. So moving forward, verse 53, they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, my child, get up. Now, these are people that are paid to go into a house to wail and mourn because they know they've been in the house. They watched this girl die. They're laughing at Jesus like, bro, she is not dead. She's not asleep. She dead. Like, we know it. They're laughing at him, knowing that she is dead. It says they have a knowing that she's no longer alive. But Jesus took the girl by the hand and said, my child, get up. My child is Jesus calling her by her name. That is her identity. She is a child of Christ. And so it's important for us to know that you are also, I am also, we are also children of God. And he is saying, my child, get up. Know who you belong to. And when we look at the word get up, it's actually defined as to rise, to organize, to dress elaborately, to advance, to make progress, to climb or mount and to go forward. And so God is telling us, my child, get organized. Stop being disorganized. My child, get dressed. You can't be in your PJs all day long. You got to do something with your image. You got to wash your face. You got to brush your teeth. You got to comb your hair. Do something. Get up. He's saying, my child, make progress. I've called you to be fruitful. I've called you to go forward. I've called you to climb. I've called you to mount. He is saying, my child, take hold of what I have given you. Take hold of what I have given you and believe. Now, verse 55, it said her spirit returned. And once she stood up, then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Now, this is what I love. I absolutely love the word of God. But what I love so far is like this scripture alone said her spirit returned. Now, that means that at some point, while they thought she was dead, while they thought she was no longer active, while they thought that she was sleeping, she did not have the Holy Spirit with her. Her spirit had gone off. And it says her spirit returned. And when her spirit returned, because when we get up, when we get organized, when we get dressed, when we go forward, when we believe that God is going to heal and restore anything that we have lost excitement for, the Holy Spirit is with us. The Holy Spirit returns. So it said her spirit returned. And then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. He's telling her parents, the people that gave birth to this child, to give her something to eat. And eat, the definition is to consume, to partake in, to absorb. And so he is telling the people responsible for this child. He's telling you, responsible for that dream, responsible for that podcast, to give it something that can be consumed, to feed it. And so here I am, back with you for another season, giving you this episode, which is something that can be consumed. I am giving you something to eat. I am expecting you. I am praying that you feed on this word, this beautiful word of God, this bread of life, so that he can give you new life and so that he can increase your faith. Because again, faith comes by hearing audio, hearing the word of God. And this is the word of God. And so if it's a podcast that you need to create, if it's a business that you need to add value to, if it's a bank account that you need to feed, whatever God has given you that you believe has been dead or sleeping, it is not dead. It is just asleep. It's time for you to give it more attention and to feed it with something. And so in verse 56, it says, her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Now, why would Jesus go through all of this and then tell them, don't say nothing? Really, like, don't say nothing. I don't want you to say a word. He ordered them, do not tell anyone that it happened, what had happened. And if we go back and we look at what had actually happened, what happened was that other people were saying she was dead, that she was sleeping, that her spirit had returned, that what some people believe is dead is actually just sleep. And that based on who you're around and what you speak, Jesus has the ability to discern what you believe. And so if you look at the people that were in this household with Jairus and his family, the people around them were speaking death. So why would Jesus order them to go out and tell these people, these exact people that spoke death over their life, spoke death over their daughter, spoke death into their household, that she was now awake and alive? Jesus didn't want that. But I believe one of the biggest reasons he didn't want that, and this is actually a revelation from a woman named Ivory in the Faith Audio Network community, she really got me with this one, because we had this study in our community first, and now I'm bringing it to you with the podcast. The revelation that the Lord gave Ivory is that Jesus didn't need them to tell anyone because the little girl was the evidence of what was done. And so sometimes it's not about us going out and speaking and doing all the things and saying what it is we're going to do. Really, when they look at our actions, when they see us get up, when they see us get organized, when they see us get dressed, when they see us believe and go forth in what God is calling us to do, our physical stature is going to be the evidence of what God has told us to do. You don't have to say anything. Her being alive is the evidence. And so I really want you to know, I really want you to ask yourself, who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Are you actively listening to the voice of Jesus? Or are you listening to those who are familiar? Are you allowing something that you have not given attention to or something that you've lost excitement for to keep you stagnant? Or are you feeding what God has given you? Are you allowing your spirit, the Holy Spirit, to return to you? Are you getting up? So who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? I'm really excited about this season. I'm really excited about diving further into audio and what it really means to gain authority and understanding and discernment and identity and obedience in Christ. And I'm really excited to really just increase my faith and your faith as we study the word and we increase our faith together, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And so I'm going to share more of the word of God with you this season. I'm hoping that some of our guests are also going to enlighten you this season. But really, I just want you to think about, who are you listening to? And if you are listening to the people, the voices that are familiar, then maybe it's time to ease up on some of the people you're listening to. Maybe it's time to really dive into the word and to get still and to get silent enough to hear the voice of God so that you can hear the instructions that he's given you. And if you're having a hard time hearing him right now, think about the last thing he told you to do. What was the last thing that God told you? And have you actually executed on that? Because if not, then it may just be that you need to get up and get organized and go back to what he told you before so that you can be obedient. Like he told Jairus, he said, "Don't be afraid. Just believe and she will be healed." Just believe. Just believe. Don't be afraid. Just believe. And so that concludes today's episode of the Faith-Based Storyteller Show. Thank you guys for joining me for a new season. I'm super excited for us to be back. We back. Super excited for us to be back. And I just cannot wait to see what the Lord reveals to us as we continue to dive into his word. Until next time, my loves, know that God loves you and so do I. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.